Raycast is essentially an alternative to Spotlight on Mac. So for Windows users, you may be asking, what is Spotlight? Well, Spotlight is essentially a search bar that pops up for macOS that helps you search for different things inside of your Mac, whether it be an app that you want to use or specific system settings. Raycast, as said on their website, does so much more for you. Now, Raycast, what it does is they essentially supercharge your productivity. So you go to their website and you can either download it straight from their website, or you can install it using a different installing software. But once you do, it essentially opens you up to so many more options on your Mac. So you can do the default things, find apps on your Mac, whether you're looking for maybe your browser, or maybe you're looking for, the App Store, or you can, search up, you can search through Raycast as well. So maybe you need to Google something real quick, or maybe you just want to look at your software, maybe pull up your system settings, see how it's working. Now, this is where Raycast starts to take off. Raycast gives you the ability to use developer tools and extensions within that little search bar that it brings up. So by giving you this option, essentially you wouldn't even need to use your mouse. You can just pull up everything you need right from the start. So some of the few extensions that they have GitHub, VS Code. You can use Spotify, Notion, Figma, and those are just some of the apps that you can use. Raycast, they have their whole app store full of different apps that you can connect, and the collection is continuing to grow. It's lightweight, it's snappy. The shortcut that you use to pull it up, it's quick. It feels like it was meant to be part of macOS, even though it's, a different piece of software that you're downloading, which is really nice, and I really enjoy it. Now, they do have a pro version as well, and we will get to that later, but I want to go back into the store, some of the things that Raycast has. So I talked about Spotify. Now, Raycast, you have the ability to not only open Spotify, but you can choose a specific playlist you want to play. So let's say you have maybe a playlist for studying and you have a playlist for maybe working out. Well, obviously you don't want to use your workout playlist right now, but if you were using just regular Spotlight, yes, you could open Spotify, but you have to go through and manually select the playlist. But let's say you want to pull up your music, you would just press your shortcut that you use to open Raycast, and then you can select the playlist of your choosing from Raycast, and then you can even skip songs, you can change playlists, you can like songs, you can do whatever. And this is all without having to switch to that different software. So maybe you're doing an important work, you're typing on an important document, and you don't want to have to switch to another app. You can just do it right there without having to switch tabs or maybe lose the flow or the momentum you had. For any of you that remember or watched episode 1 of the App Applicable Applications podcast, you guys remember I talked about Arc, the browser. Well, you can even use Arc alongside with Raycast, which is really nice feature I like. Episode 1, I talked about all the amazing features Arc has, from their easels to Arc Max, which gives you AI tools that you can use. All of that is available to you from the Raycast extension store as well, which is really nice. I told you about VS Code. You can use it there if you're a coder or if you're in software development. Raycast allows you to, you can open projects, handle extensions, run commands, all from within a small search bar. You can even use ChatGPT with Raycast. So let's say you need AI to quickly answer a question for you. Press Control Space, open up Raycast, type in ChatGPT, and then you can talk to ChatGPT right from that search bar. And what is nice about Raycast is, these extensions that are being made from common people as well. So if there's an extension you don't see, but you know how to code, you know how to work it, and you want to add one out there, you can. And those are just a few extensions that I talk about. They have Google Translate, GitHub, and just a plethora of available extensions for you to use, which is a really nice feature. It's something that I really like. And I want to go back to the coding. If you're just doing anything software related, Raycast, it really truly helps you. So as I said before, not only can you run your code through Raycast, you can even run like different packages, different requests. You can run and view different pieces of code within that search bar. And Raycast isn't just for a singular person. Teams and companies can use this as well. Not to mention, this is an open source community, so you can see the code behind this, and you know that this is a legit piece of software, and that what you're downloading isn't malware at all. I talked about Raycast can also be used for teams and organizations. As I said before, it's not just for the individuals. It can be used for, you know, groups of people. You can share links quickly. You can share in snippets, whether it be emails or quick text. You can share commands. So, you know, if you're working on a coding project together or something else, you can just share that with your groups, share that with your teammates. And that really helps you really a lot. Now going on to the pro version of Raycast. Now, Raycast, the free version, it does have a free version, doesn't cost anything, and you get calculators, you get access to all the extensions that Raycast has. So over the 1,000+ extensions they have from Spotify, from Arc, all of that, you can also have access to developer tools as well. Now, in the pro version, you get everything that was free, along with Raycast's own AI that they have. Raycast, yes, they do have their own AI for you to use. Their AI is powered by OpenAI's GPT 3.5 model, and GPT-4 is a paid add-on. So when you do get the pro version, you will get access to the Raycast's AI, which is powered by GPT, but you won't be getting the GPT-4 version, which is the most recent and the most newer version. You'll be getting 3.5. And if you do want GPT-4 with that pro version, it will be an extra $8 a month. So a total of $16 per month for the pro version, or $69 billed annually if you want to pay annually. So you get AI, you get cloud sync. So if you have, you know, multiple devices, they're all synced up, if you're playing with team or if you're on a team. With workers, everything can be synced up between you all. You have custom themes. So, you know, if you are a person who likes to personalize, you know, the apps that you use, they do give you that ability. In the pro version, you have an unlimited clipboard history. So the things you search often, Raycast will have like their own history of stuff that you recently asked for that you can go back. But when you get the pro version, it saves all of that for you. So, you know, you can continue to go back to that. And much more will come soon along with the pro version. So let me just go a little bit deeper into the pro version. So obviously I told you that, you know, you can sync everything, you can personalize it, you have unlimited history. You also have, they have a translate feature that's open for you in the pro version. Some other features they have coming soon, they have floating notes. So essentially you can open up a small notepad that you can just type in, save some notes, and then go back to that later. You have window management commands. So you're able to keep your desktop on your macOS clean and tidy using custom commands. You'll be able to resize said windows. And there is a lot more of these things coming as well. If you go to their website, you can view their changelog and keep up with these updates that they're putting out, which is really nice. And I like it a lot. But yeah, Raycast, it's a great app. And then also, forgot to mention, if you are a team and you are looking to use Raycast Pro, that will be $12 a month per user. So $12 a month per user, or just $144 billed annually for anybody who's planning to use it in a team setting. But that's Raycast. And honestly, it's a great app. If you have macOS, I really recommend you get it. Even if you don't need all the features, it really will help you just from the shortcuts or the things that can help, like it can help speed you up with. For me, I don't do, you know, I'm not, you know, big business who's having to do so much work, but these small shortcuts, maybe having to ask AI a question or, you know, switching a different song or being able to pull up my browser or search something else in my browser without having to go through the effort of manually clicking or open said apps. It really helps you speed up the process in what you decide to do. But that is Raycast. I hope you enjoyed. Everybody was watching me on YouTube. Thank you so much for tuning in. For everybody who is watching me on 99.1 Shap Radio, I thank you for listening as well. This is episode 3 of App Applicable Applications. This episode will be available on Spotify. Make sure to follow my Instagram at 3app_podcast where I will be posting any new updates or changes. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I will see you guys later.